Hey there, this is Noah Garcia, your host of NG Unplugged. So today, let's talk about leadership responsibility. To whom much is given, much is required. Now that you are in a leadership position, do you have what it takes? Are you ready to be that leader? You know, when you came into this leadership position that you're currently in, maybe prior to, you had aspirations of being a leader, of being in that position of leadership. Maybe you feel you've had this leadership calling within you since you were a child. Who knows? But here you are today in your leadership position. You interviewed for it. Somebody recognized you. You read the job description of what it entailed. You met the requirements. You saw the responsibilities. And you're like, I can do this. I have the experience. I have the knowledge, the wisdom. I have what it takes to be this leader. Whether that's a leader within a small organization, whether that's the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, wherever you're at in your leadership position, you feel you have what it takes to be where you're at. But maybe little did you know the full capacity of what it entails, that word responsibility and leadership. Is anyone truly prepared to be in a leadership role? And did you realize at that time that so much was going to be given to you, and that because of that, so much would be required of you? So let's dig deeper into this leadership responsibility. And to whom much is given, much is required. Not less. Much. You know, now that you're in this leadership position, you're given an opportunity to grow and develop your leadership within the environment that you have, to maximize, to take it to the next level. But not in the backs of others, not on the backs of your teams, not in the back of your organization or the business that you have, that you, the teams that you lead, the others that you work with. No, not on their backs. You're in the position to show what you have to offer, the value that you bring, and you're there to lead others, to lead the teams, to lead the organization, to lead the business. You didn't know maybe at the time, or didn't realize the immensity of how much was given to you, how much authority, how much opportunity, how much. And your words are important also. That role that you're in, much is given to you with the words that you say, how you say them. How you say those words have an impact on others. They can be dissected. They can carry weight because of your title, your position. You may say, well, no, you know, people aren't going to look at that. They do. I know, because in the leadership roles that I've been in my current leadership role, I know the impact of words. I've been a follower. I am a follower. I look at other leaders and follow them. So I know that words have an impact. So the responsibility is immense with how we conduct ourselves as leaders. What we say, what we do, what we don't do. And yes, we're going to make mistakes. Yes, we're going to fail. We're not always going to get it perfect. But that doesn't mean that we stay idle and do nothing with what is given to us, what is given to you as a leader. And sometimes as a leader, when you're in your role, in your position for a while, we can become complacent. And sometimes you can slip into a place of a sense of entitlement, that because you're in a leadership role, because you're a leader, you're entitled to certain things. And you know that sense of entitlement can lead to selfishness, and it can lead leaders to be wrapped up in their own ego, that then they switch from what they once meant out to be as good. They start, like I mentioned earlier, what not to do. They start doing that. They start building their leadership on the backs of others purposefully. They start taking advantage of their teams. They start taking advantage of the organization, the businesses that they lead. And they start looking at it as, what can I get out of this? They start looking at us, looking at it through the lens of selfishness. And then they start building their ego. Look at me. I'm in a leadership position. Look at me, where I'm at. And look at where you're at. And they start getting all discombobulated. They start looking at things all in disarray. You were given much leadership. You are given much within your leadership, not for your self-pleasures of the position or the role of your leadership. As you establish yourself in your leadership, you start working through your job descriptions, your requirements, the responsibilities, and everything. You don't want to be that leader who sugarcoats their leadership. It's kind of like when somebody goes to the salon and they dye their hair, they change their hair color, and they get it bleached, they dye it up, they change the color, and it's covering their true color. And they sometimes do it over and over again, hiding their true color. But eventually, the true color, the roots start showing. And that comes to the light. Just like with leaders, sometimes they become complacent. Not all, but we can fall in that trap. Some might be fall into that trap accidentally, and some might do it purposefully. Whichever the route, leaders can start slipping into that realm where they start sugarcoating their leadership, start covering up things in a way that, oh, look at me, and dress it up and cover up all the fallacies, the mistakes, the failures, and do nothing with it. Instead, they're doing less with it, doing less with their leadership. All the while covering it up, dressing it up, making it look nice on the outside, while yet in the inside, it's not fully cooked, it's not fully developed. It's like when you go cooking, like this past Thanksgiving, when people cook their turkeys, it might start look golden and nice and smelling good on the outside, but it's not fully cooked until you stick that thermometer in there and look at the temperature. Is it at 160 degrees? Is it cooked thoroughly inside? And is there any pink left in there? And you look at all the different things that require to make sure that that turkey is fully cooked. So just because you're in a leadership position doesn't mean you're fully developed as a leader. You should be growing. You should be continuously learning, developing yourself, learning from others, learning from your team, learning from your organization, learning from your business. creating that value within you and sharing that value with others. Much responsibility is given to you. You're given opportunity, you're given a position, you're given a level of salary for those that are receive an income. What I mean by that, if you're working for an organization, if you have your own business, yes, you're still receiving an income, but it's a different aspect as opposed to working within a company or a business for somebody else. But what I'm trying to say is that you're given opportunity, you're given responsibility, you're given a salary, some sort of income. Some might get perks, some might, you get healthcare benefits, you get different incentives. But all those things are fine and dandy, but what is really given to you is this great responsibility to lead others with a vision toward a mission, with tasks and goals to get there. It's a great responsibility, and a lot of leaders don't see it that way. It's more about them and their ego. While leaving the team, while leaving everything else, just ho-hum. Listen to what I'm saying about much is given. It's a great responsibility. And sometimes that great responsibility causes fear in you as a leader. Because you see, one morning, one day you wake up, you go to work or you go to your business and you see, wow, I'm responsible for the outcomes of this organization. I'm responsible for this team. I'm responsible for those people. And then fear creeps in. I can't handle it. I don't know. What do I do? And then you start creating anxiety and thinking all these things. And instead of using those talents that you were given, you go and hide it, you go and bury it, you go and sugarcoat it, you go and dress it up really nice, giving the outward appearance, but doing nothing with it in the inside. I hope you kind of get an understanding of what I'm talking about the immensity of your responsibility as a leader. And let's take it another level. Even leaders at home, much is given to be a leader in the home. Whether you're a parent, grandparent, aunts, uncles, those role models at home, that leadership is a responsibility. Much is given to be an example for others within the household. And unfortunately, a lot of that in society and the world that we live in has gone astray. We need to recapture that. We need to recapture and understand that much is given to us within the homes as leaders and within your communities. Sometimes community leaders, there's great community leaders out there. There's great leaders in the households. But I'm talking in general. If you look at society, the world, the communities that we live in, it's not like it used to be. So in the communities, we need leaders that recognize the responsibility that they have and not look at it as a from an angle of what's in it for me, that selfishness, and get wrapped up in their ego and walk around town like, look at me, I'm the big community leader. I'm the mayor. I'm the council member. You're a leader to serve others. What is given to you is to build that value, create it, share it with others, give it back to others, help develop other leaders, help develop the people that you lead. Because you want to let your leadership legacy find a home within others so that they can carry forth a piece of your legacy, a tidbit of your legacy with them. So think about, get unplugged from everything, from all the noise that is out there. Whether that means sitting in your room by yourself, sitting in your office by yourself, going to the library by yourself, wherever it may be, going to the park, to the ocean, the beach, the mountains, wherever, whatever it is you do to get unplugged. Get unplugged and spend some time thinking about your leadership. Reflect on your job description, reflect on your requirements, your responsibilities, and take it to that next level of your leadership at home, in your communities, in your societies, in your nations, wherever you are, whoever you are listening. I don't care if you're the president, I don't care if you're a king, queen, whoever you may be. Spend time reflecting on your leadership and recognize the talents that you were given. How valuable that is, like precious gold. And that you are in and you are in a position to serve others. Did you know being in a leadership position is going to cost you something? It's going to require some sacrifice. What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to sacrifice so that you can have this great leadership legacy for others to carry on, for the future generation, for the future of humanity? Think about it. What are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to sacrifice some time? Are you willing to sacrifice some time so that you can focus on studying? So that you can, are you extra time at work? Self-care is important. There will be times where you will need to sacrifice time. And time is important to a lot of people. Write a list down the pros and cons of what you are willing to sacrifice to create your leadership legacy. Is it spending time researching, spending time reading a leadership book, spending time listening to a podcast on leadership, spending time on watching a YouTube video on leadership? Is it spending time at meetings within your community after work instead of going out to the club, instead of spending time at the bar with your friends, instead of going to that football game with your buddies, instead of going on a girls' night out? What are you willing to sacrifice? When much is given to you, what is it? It's going to cost something to take your leadership to that next level. Much is required of you as a leader, of me as a leader. Much is required to lead your teams. Whether you're leading them through a transitional period, whether you're leading them to greener pastures, as some may say, to achieve the mission, to see that vision and where you want to take it. And not just saying, hey, you go do that, you go do that. No. Much is required of you to be an example, to get dirty with your team. Listen to my previous episodes on dirty leadership, being in the midst with your teams. Yes, there are times where you need to pull back and just stand from afar and let your team take over and do all that stuff. But there will be times where you need to get in the mix with them, lead by example, put on them the mud boots, and get out there, get the shovel, get the axe, get the pick, whatever it is, and get out there with your team and work and grind with them. It's required that you also put yourself outside the comfort zone. What is given to you will not be successful if you stay within your comfort zone. You want a successful leadership. You want a great leadership. You want to leave a great legacy. You will have to take action. You will have to get outside that comfort zone. It's going to require work, dedication, commitment. It's going to require much. It's going to cost you something. Get outside that comfort zone. Push yourself. Develop your leadership. Grow it. And at the same time, you're going to have to push your teams, the people that you lead, to get outside their comfort zone. But you lead by example. They see you getting out your comfort zone. They see you doing the hustle and the grinding with them. And you may not get immediate reactions. You may not get, some people might not want to join in. But they see your dedication, your commitment, your willingness. And be transparent with them in letting them know that, hey, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to fail. But together you will get through it. You will guide them and lead them. And some leaders, it may be you, will not get your team to the so-called promised land. You may not get your team, the people that you lead, the organizations that you lead, you might not get them to the ultimate promised land. But you may take them so far, and then somebody else will step in and will take them and accomplish those goals, those outcomes. What I'm saying is, don't be disappointed if your leadership goes so far and you move on elsewhere, other opportunities arise somewhere else along your journey. Somebody else comes along and you find out, oh man, they took that team that I led in the past further than I did. No, don't look at it negative. Look at it as a positive. You know, it's going to require some sacrifice, much sacrifice, for those that you lead. You're there for your team. Yeah, you want to develop yourself as a leader, as an individual, as a person. You want to grow. You're human. You want to advance your careers. You want to grow. That's great. But in the leadership role that you're in, the people that you're leading, you're also leading them. As you're growing, as you're developing, you're helping them grow and develop. As you're increasing your value, you're increasing their value. You're sharing it. Reciprocity. It's reciprocal. It's not one way. It's not about you, and it's not completely solely about them. It's about both. It's about leaders, followers. It's about leaders, teams. It's about each other, this dynamic, this unison, this harmonious relationship between leader, follower. If it's truly harmonious, if it's truly flowing, I mean, you guys will mesh the people that you lead, yourselves as a leader. But to get to that level where you, and some once in a while you'll see it in sports. It's reflected in sports when a team is so harmonious and clicking, and you see the teammates getting along so great. You see the hard work, the hustle, the grind, what goes on behind the scenes. You know, people see the teams when they're winning games and all they see is that success, but they don't see what's underneath. They don't see the sacrifice. They don't see the cost. And so then others become envious. Others become jealous of their success. And let me tie this into your leadership. There will be those that will become jealous, that will be envious of your success as a leader. Why? Because they're seeing your success, they're seeing you effectively leading your teams, you're reaching goals, you're going to that next level, and they're still in that same place. Some may have been in that same place for years, and they're offended and they're jealous because they're not able to do what you've done. They've been so satisfied with where they're at as a leader in that comfort zone. They've been allured and attracted by that fear that has kept them in their comfort zone. That as long as you're in there with them, yeah, they'll be okay. But you take it to that next level. You distance yourself from them, not in a bad way, but meaning that you're evolving, you're creating your leadership, and you're taking it to that next level. Not all, but there will be those that will not like that. And they may even try to hinder your growth, your development as a leader within your organization, within your business, within governments, within nations, all across this world. There will be those individuals that when you ask them, hey, I'm ready for that next level, or give me the opportunity, they're going to say no. They're going to do whatever they can because they don't want to see you grow. They don't want to see you develop. They want you to be like them. But they're on the same hand, on the other side of the coin, there are those leaders that want to see you succeed. That when you ask them for opportunities, when you ask them, hey, I would like to develop and grow my leadership, they'll support you. They'll do what they can to create opportunities for you so that you can grow and develop as a leader. You know, those individuals, those businesses, those organizations, those governments, those nations out there that will stymie your leadership and tell you no, they can tell you no to certain opportunities, but they cannot take away where you're going with your leadership. They cannot take away the value that you have. They may cause some hesitation. They may try to set you off course, off your journey. You have value. You matter. Your leadership matters. They can't take that away from you. So remember, much is given unto you as a leader. People are looking to you. People are watching you. They're observing. They're listening. Some may not say much. Anyone that is in a leadership position, whether at home, at the schools, organizations, people are watching you and are listening to what you have to say. They're also seeing what you don't say, how you respond to situations. Are you off hands leader? Are you on hands leader? Are you in the grind with them? And the people that follow you, don't take advantage of them. Don't think for 1 second they don't know if you're being genuine or not. They know if you're genuine, if you have empathy, if you have understanding, if you have wisdom, if you have knowledge. They know. And if you have a conversation with them and let them know, hey, I'm going to make mistakes, I'm going to fail, and you own up to those as they come along and grow from them and learn from them and turn them into learning opportunities, and you're genuine about it, they will be okay with that. But the people that follow you, when you start dressing up your mistakes, you start sugarcoating your failures, you start making this whole like cake, so to speak. On the outside it looks nice, it looks edible, but on the inside it's not fully cooked. You're giving that appearance that you're this great leader, when on the inside there's really nothing going on. You're not doing much with your talents. You're not taking advantages of all the opportunities you have as a leader. Your teams are just there. You're out for yourself, propped up in your own ego. What will you do with the talents, with the gifts, with the experiences that you have? With, you know, when they hired you for your leadership role, when they appointed you for a leadership role, when a country elected you as a leader, when a community elected you as mayor, as city council, when you were chosen to be that PTO leader in your school, when you were chosen to be that school principal, when you were chosen to be or hired to be a teacher, because teachers are leaders also, for those students, or you're a pastor of a church, a priest, a spiritual leader, an influencer, any type of leadership. When they elected you, appointed you, chose you, they were giving you talents. And what I mean by that, they were giving you like this handful of gold, this handful of responsibilities, this handful of, here you go, we're entrusting in you as a leader with all of this. You know, when you read your job description requirements and you go through that whole process, and they say, here you go, that's a lot. That's much is given to you. There's not just one line items on there. They didn't just say leadership position and that's it, or lead teams. No, there's a list of stuff, and that's just the surface. Much is given unto you. What will you do with it? And much is required of you with what is given unto you. Responsibility, leadership responsibility. Where are the leaders that will take action? and are willing to sacrifice and willing to realize the cost of greatness, of being a great leader. I have lots to learn. I have lots to grow. I'm constantly learning, growing, developing my leadership. I make mistakes. I make failures. No one is without shortcomings. And that's where, as leaders, we also got to be careful with judging others, with judging the teams that we lead, with judging other leaders. We're not in their situations. We don't know what they're going through. We don't know what talents they were given. Yes, we may read about them. We may see the surface of their success. But we don't know the sacrifices they went through. We don't know the cost, what it cost them to get to where they're at today in their leadership journey. And the teams that you lead, the people that are in those positions, you may know them. You may know that they're there for a reason, their success levels. But before casting judgment, before throwing those stones, realize that each of them were also given talents. Maybe not to the level that you have. Everyone was given different abilities, different gifts. But as a leader, what is it that you're doing with yours? How are you developing them? How are you giving them back to the people that you lead? It's required of us as leaders to be examples, to develop future leaders. Man, if you would really sit down and just thoroughly, I mean, if you could just imagine how much responsibility, and I'm not saying it in a way to get you anxious, but to look at it from, it's like you were given this great gift, this awesome opportunity. It's like if you, Christmas is coming up, and it's like if you went under the Christmas tree and you had so many gifts there for you that you're like in awe. You should look at your leadership as awe-inspiring. Like, thank you for this opportunity to be a leader. Thank you for this opportunity to be a mayor, a city council, a president, a CEO, a lead, a department lead, a business partner, a teacher within a classroom, a principal, a vice principal of a high school, of a middle school, of an elementary school, of being a parent. That's one of the things that is a problem, is that many people take leadership for granted on both sides. Parents take their leadership for granted. And so kids go astray. Not always, but they can go astray. In communities, leaders take their positions for granted. And the community is out there wondering, where are our leaders at? What are they doing with their talents? We entrusted in them. Much is given unto them. The CEOs of businesses, presidents of nations, prime ministers, elected officials, I don't care, whoever you are, recognize how much is given to you, not for your own self-pleasure. The youth of tomorrow are deserving of great leaders. You know, all our youth out there want to be led, and they also, there's youth out there that want to be the leaders of tomorrow. But they see so many leaders bickering and arguing at all levels, not taking responsibility, not having, not growing and developing themselves, and not sharing what is given to them. Many, so to speak, sit on a couch, do nothing, when much is required. What are you doing with all of those talents? Are you just hiding it under the sofa? Like loose change? And yet sometimes we wonder why the youth of today, not all, but a lot of them, are where they're at. The youth of today have great access on their phones, their laptops, their iPads, Kindles, whatever avenue of social access to social communications they have these days, all these apps and things. And they see stuff, feeds come across, and they catch wind of this person did that, that person did that. And then we wonder why. Why is there so much bullying in the school? Why are there young kids committing suicide over bullying? Why are people that are in leadership positions within schools doing inappropriate things with minors? Why are leaders... Yes, we have differences. Yes, this is a nation of diversity. We live in a world of diversity. And it's great that there's all these different ideas and all these different approaches. All these values that are out there. But you have leaders that bicker and put each other down and say, no, you're not of value. They don't say it maybe directly like that, but they say, no, that's a bad idea. No, this. No, you suck. And no, this. And no, that. And all the media out there feeds on it and promotes negativity. The leadership out there is looking at what's in it for me, what's in it for the self-serving ego. What's in it for the financial gain? Not caring about the youth of today. And there are a lot of people out there that do care about the youth of today. But we're a battle with those that don't care. Be one of those leaders that will be an example, not only for the people that you lead, because your leadership, man, it's like light that goes out into outer space. It's just out there. Your leadership just flows and carries out there. You don't know the effect you're having on others, especially our youth that's out there. From elementary to middle school, junior high school, college students, they see all this leadership that's out there. and say, wow, all that is given to them and they're just wasting it away. So why should I care? And yes, you will get those that do care and want to make a difference. But imagine how much more, how much the better this place would be, this world would be, if every single leader would recognize that much is given unto them and the responsibility that comes with that, the requirements, how much is required to take action to defeat the what ifs, the buts. So I'm asking all of you out there that are leaders, that are listening, to reflect on your leadership. What is your responsibility? What has been given unto you? What is required of you? What will you do with it? What are you willing to sacrifice? Show your teams that they have value, that they matter. So that's all I have for today. Please leave a comment. Good, bad, whether you're critical, you disagree, whether you agree, whether you're offended by this podcast. But the message needs to get out there that it's time that leaders be leaders. And we need leaders amongst leaders. So remember your value as a leader, that it matters, that no one can take that away from you. No one can take away what was given unto you. But remember that what was given unto you, that value that you have, much is required. Success will come. Some will see only the success part, but they won't see the sacrifice. They won't see what it cost you to get there. And maybe even the teams that you lead won't see it. But you know within what it took for you to get to where you're at and what it's going to take to get to where you're going. So until next time, take care.